What are we? What makes us what we are? And what we're gonna be? I think it's that right there. It's grit.
And we're back! The All Grit Podcast. I still need to get that air horn. I was gonna do that. We have a bonus episode, just a short bonus episode for everyone today. We are recording on September 30th. It's 5:50 here in the greater GR area and Grand Blanc. With us today is your humble host, Caleb, and also Clay Bowley. Say hello to the people, Clay.
What's up, everybody? Big news, I have a mic now, so thank you for all your patience over the last few weeks while I finally remembered to add the mic to my cart. So it's finally happened.
That first sponsor came in, got you that mic. I like it. So, Clay, listen, man, we're flying solo today, and we're just going to make a short pod, maybe 10 minutes, and just kind of let everyone know our thoughts for the upcoming game that starts in about 2 hours. We got the Seattle Seahawks flying east all the way to Detroit for a little Monday night football tonight. First thoughts of the game, Clay, what are you thinking?
And my first thoughts when I think of Seattle, man, I've wanted this win versus Seattle since October 2015 when I saw that ball roll out the back of the end zone against Seattle on Monday Night Football. So Monday Night Football, we're in Detroit. Let's get this thing over with. Let's get the dub. Let's get the win. Let's get over the Seattle chaos and just put Seattle behind us and take that next step.
Yeah, we go. That day, 2015, almost 9 years ago. You go ahead and break that down just for like 30 seconds, Clay. What happened? What are we talking?
So Calvin Johnson, and he is on the 2 yard line, putting the ball over. The ball gets knocked out of his hands, rolls into the end zone, and I want to say KJ Wright or Chancellor, where it was Cam was in the back of the end zone. And he swatted the bat ball out of the back of the end zone, which is a flag.
Yep.
And our history of flags and things going against us, nothing was called. Touchback, Seattle's ball, Lions lose, I believe 13-10. And it's just, I still remember just sitting in the dark after that game. Like, it's so confused of what just happened.
Depressed.
Hmm. Well, I don't remember where I was at that game, but I do remember my feelings, and I was screaming just like you. I was like, where is the flag? You can literally not bat the ball out of the back of the end zone. I was screaming. I was mad at Calvin for reaching. I was mad at Cam Chancellor, I believe it was. He's the one that – did he knock it out or did – I can't remember.
He either see that him or KJ, or he, right, one of the two. Both names are there, but
– yep, but it was – so we have not beaten them since 2015. Is that what your stats?
Since before that game, I'm not sure if we won that game before that one, but I know since that game we have not played them in the playoffs. Lost, obviously last year lost.
Yeah. We've had some horrible losses to this team for the last couple years. We can go back, like you're saying, back to 2015. But what I think could be the difference tonight. And I'm not just going to talk about their jerseys, wearing the all blacks, those beautiful blue helmets, although that might just do the trick tonight. We got Calvin Johnson, I believe, being inducted into the Lions Ring of Honor. Is that what it's called? I think so. Pride. Yeah, I think it's called Ring of Honor.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
The Lions, so going Circle of Pride, time. Pride Circle.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, Lion King, whatever you want to call it. He's there.
So
circle of life.
Yeah, circle of life. So we got all this special stuff, right? All blacks, new unis, new helmet. We got Calvin coming in. The crowd's going to be ruckus. It's Monday night. You know what they've been doing all day in preparation for tonight. But I think the biggest thing that gets the Lions over is the coach, Pete Carroll, no longer being on the Seattle Seahawks. I think
100%.
He single-handedly has torched us the past 9 years. Your thoughts on that? Am I high?
Yeah, no, it's Actually, that's one thing I was thinking about earlier today was the fact that we're not going to see Pete Carroll on the sideline chewing his stick of
Oh,
gum.
thank God. I get it. He annoys me so much.
So it's just, I mean, yeah, I want always want you want to beat Pete Carroll and you want to beat that squad, but man, I for tonight, man, I'm okay with him not being there. I'm okay with
Let's go.
that.
Let's go. All right. So they're coming in tonight. Game starts in 2 hours. Hopefully you can get this listen in right before the game starts. We'll put it on socials as soon as we're done recording. So what do the Lions need to do, Clay, to clinch this? Besides, okay, all the jokes about the coach and the wee uniforms. What do you think the Lions need to do? What do you think they need to focus on and execute? Because remember, this team, as we just talked, owns us. So what do we do today, missing Ragnow, missing Brian Branch? What do we need to do to get this dub?
I mean, last week was, you look at the score of last week against the Cardinals, and the score really didn't tell you how much Detroit dominated that game. Like they really did. They left some points on the football field. They can't do that tonight. If you have to take possessions inside their territory, and you got to turn those into points. You can't leave any points out on the field tonight.
So you're saying when we get in the red zone, we need touchdowns and not field goals?
Yeah, I say touchdowns, but also, man, but just give Bates let him rip, man. Like these
Yeah. No
you
more
know
fourth and
these
ones
yeah these
in
fourth
field
and
goal
ones
range,
or these
right?
fourth and threes, and it's going to be a 46-yard field goal. Let him go out there and hit it, man, because you just need points. Just get points.
I
And
like that.
if he misses one, then hey, I get it. Like got you. You got to do what you got to do to
Yep.
change. You got to
Go
change your
back.
scheme. Game
Yep.
plan, but gotta test out that lake someday, man.
I like it. So capitalize on good field position. That's what they need to do to win. That's your thought. I'm thinking, let's all right, your offense, so let's think defense. The keys to a victory is the Lions harass Geno Smith all night. So what I can remember from the last couple of years is he just gets out of the pocket and he runs, right? And that's his escapability. And that's the, like I said on last week's pod, that's the Achilles heel of this team. They just don't know how to work with a running quarterback. But if they can somehow work up something to where the defense is getting to him like they got to Baker Mayfield, I think Geno's going to make some dumb plays. He's going to fumble. He's going to throw a pick. So we already know Hutch is on one side. What can Aaron Glenn and the defense do on the other side? What can they do? Brooks is out, so is Anzalone coming up? Melifonwu's out, so he's a great blitz. You know, all of our great blitzers are out right now. So who's gonna step up on that other side and help out? Who is that? Josh Pascal on the other side.
Yeah, I think Anzalone would be great. I mean, I think he's a healthy. He's been practicing. He's good to go. You can't let, like you said, in the years past with running quarterbacks. Oh, we almost got him. Oh, we almost got him. You can't let him off. Can't let him off the hook, man. You got to get him. Wrap him up. Even that they did a good job last week. Came close on that fourth down. It was almost a first down almost by an inch. Fourth down, you know. Over on downs, over by almost by an inch, but you can't even let have Geno have that, man. You gotta wrap them up, make them get in those third and longs, second and longs.
Yep. And I think it's the noise in there is going to get a couple false starts. It's going to get a couple early movements and backing them up further in the drive there. So I think that will benefit us as well. So, all right, we're at 10 minutes, I think. So what do you think? What is your prediction score for week 4 Detroit hosting Seattle Seahawks?
I am looking at a seven. I think it's gonna be a close game. I'm looking at a 17-13 game.
Whoa, low scoring game.
Hey, if Lions come out there and score 17 points in the first, I won't be mad. But yeah, low scoring game. I think it's gonna be close. I think we're gonna stop them, hold them to some field goals. They got a good kicker on their side. Hey, maybe he'll miss a couple too. So that'd be great.
Now, are you alluding to them not scoring for the whole second half by you saying they're going to score
I am.
17?
I think
Oh my gosh. All right.
I
Well,
think I do think it's gonna be close. I'm not sure when all the scoring is gonna happen, but I do think our defense is gonna we're a bend don't break defense, and I think we're gonna hold them to some field goals.
I feel like this offense that we're about to play with their three wide receivers is going to score. I have a feeling they're going to pick on Terion. I have a feeling Terion is going to cover, one of their two. Is he covering DK? And if he's covering DK, he's just going to get eaten up. So I think they're going to score 27 points on us. But I think we're going to score 28.
Like it.
It can go either way. It can be 27-28, and then I'll be heartbroken and I won't be able to sleep tonight. But with the home crowd, with the Calvin induction, and with those black unis, we are pulling this off 28-27. We get over the Pete Carroll hurdle, and the Detroit Lions go into the bye week at 3-1, sitting one game behind the Minnesota Vikings in the North. What do you think about that, Clay?
I love it, man. I love it. I love it. I love it. The crowd's
Awesome.
gonna love it.
You wish you were
And
at this
man,
one.
you look at the schedule at when it was first released, and you're looking at a tough start. You're bummed out about an early bye week because those are a late bye week, and the season's great. But with the injuries this year,
Perfect timing.
early bye week is a blessing.
Perfect timing. Yep.
But
Hitter sent
if
him
you're
back.
talking about getting to the bye week with this schedule we've had at 3-1, I think we'd all change around where that loss would be, I
Right.
believe. But man, if you can
I
get in
don't
the
know,
bye
dude.
week
I think
3-1.
the Buccaneers are going to be blowing their division clearly out of the way. I think Atlanta might slow down, but I don't know. But Bucks are legit. Bucks
But
are
also
legit.
you look at the Seahawks team,
Oh
they've
yeah.
played
They've played trash.
a rookie quarterback in against the Broncos, Patriots trash, and a
Rookie.
really banged up Miami offense with no
No Tua.
quarterback.
This is their
So,
first test, so we
yep.
can't wait to
So,
watch it tonight. Hope you guys can listen to this pod before the game. If not, be a quick listen right before we get a post-game pod with all the boys. So for Caleb and Clay, we are the All Grit Podcast. Go Lions, one Brian.
Rip, rip, rip.